it's a little stock.
Bass solo, take one.
It's a big old fat motherfucker called
Blizzy Buzzard Buttocks.
Big Rigger Inspection Spatial.
Under my feet.
But look, with the biggest heavy band of all time.
I wouldn't ask you to do a drum roll if your arm fell off.
There was an incident with the pyrotechnics.
And Kirk!
Squillions of dollars and squillions of people.
How the fuck are you, Lars?
Piddly wants and wills and needs.
Lars Ulrich, drums and bongs.
What the fuck does that mean anyway?
I hate that fucking camera, man.
Well, since we started.
I'm talking about like a fucking live gig. You see this for, right?
What really gets my dick hard.
Mommy, where's Fluffy?
Howdy, hi, friends and neighbors. Jason Newsted here, listening to And Podcast for All. Bitches!
What's up, dude?
How's it going? Jamming.
So smooth.
It's in the right vocal range, too. Killing me!
I've listened to that about six times today.
Yeah, it's cool that they release some pro shot footage. About
it was
time.
Good. By the way, welcome back to A Podcast for All. My name is Shane Obershaw.
And my name is Jeff Winslow.
Season 11, episode 1. 1-1 decimal point 1. Duder.
First episode of the new year.
Of the new year. Welcome to 2023. I still feel like it's about 2011.
Right. We live in the 20s. Like, think about that. When you, you know, growing up, when you were told the 20s, you're thinking of the 1920s.
You're like, man, you are a dirt ass if you're from the 20s.
And now look at us. We're from the 20s.
That'll feel more realistic when I hear, like, the 30s and 40s, because, like, my folks were born in the 40s.
We'll be there up in the 40s.
Is that a Model A? No, it's a Model T. Get it right.
Exactly. No, it's a Model. Damn. It's a Model X.
It's an X. It's an S. It's a Y. And it's a 3.
It's a 3.
2023. This is the week we're also... I mean, welcome to 23, but as we record this, it's just before 23.
Mm-hmm.
I swear, this week between Christmas and New Year's, it's impossible to tell what day of the week it is.
They all blend. They blend
a
lot.
It's just...
The whole end of the year.
Where am I? Who am I? Who am I with? I don't know who you are. I don't know if I'm supposed to be at work. I don't know if this is a holiday. It like you said, it blends.
I feel like the whole end of the year, kind of from Thanksgiving on, it just seems like everything just kind of... You know, it's the wheel that just keeps on rolling.
It's killing me.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Keeps on giving, Clark, especially this time of the year. That song is so smooth because it fits James's age, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it fits in his vocal range of, you know, he's not trying to push it. It sounds natural. It sounds good.
It sounds smooth. And a couple weeks ago, give me just a little bit more gain if you can. A couple weeks ago, you and Brian Silva were like, I don't know about that Lux Eterna take, but now that I've seen the video that they've edited,
mm-hmm.
and I know they put a little, you know, studio sauce on it, it's a little bit better than even what I thought the other week watching it. I'm pretty happy with it for a debut.
Yeah, I definitely think that it is better than what we first heard. With that being said, it's hard to hate on it either way because it is the first time. Maybe we were a little critical just because it just happened. And I think, you know, you're listening to the record or the single and,
sure,
you know, you get a certain sound in your head. But, hey, let's face it, especially at the age that they're at, the fact that they're still pumping out fast-paced, you know, tight music like that, it's impressive.
Absolutely. Like I said, I know it's got some studio sauce mixed in there that Fiddleman probably tweaked and mastered before they released their own version of the video. I'm just thinking of what we saw on TV that night. The TV mix was pretty shitty.
Right, right. You know, they need to bring...
It's killing me. Oop, that was a little flat.
I still think they need to bring Bob back.
Bob, we know you're listening. We know your son Mick Rock is listening, so just come back for the 30s.
Give the Danishman a call. Call him
come
up.
Back in the come back in the 30s, Bob, when you're like 85.
Can we get Bob and Greg to work together? That's the dream
oh
team.
My God.
It's the dream
imagine
team.
Imagine those two at the console together.
Exactly. It'd be that's what should have been.
I'm sick of arguing. No, you're not. I'm sick of arguing. No, you're not. I'm sick and fucking tired of fucking arguing.
I'll let you guys duke it out on this one because, frankly, I don't give a fuck. I'm tired of arguing.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
You're not tired of arguing.
I'm sick and fucking tired of arguing.
You know, speaking of covers, I was thinking one of these weeks, you know, we've done all sorts of different things, but it'd be interesting to make, you know, our own kind of Garage Days EP, if you will, of songs. Ooh, that we think that they could cover well. You know what I mean?
I just sang it. Ooh, it's killing me. It's hard to get the right note on me. I'm working on that.
You gotta keep belting it out, man, from the diaphragm. Well,
I was trying to sing it like acoustic Hetfield, but if it was regular Hetfield, it'd be, ooh, it's killing me.
I love how Shane Aoki is in full effect this evening.
Me-ah, killing me-ah.
There's another one of those words where it's like the da-wah, it's me-ah.
Axel's da-wah.
Yeah.
Knocking on Jeffrey's Dawah.
The Dawah.
Hey, so you want to make a Garage Inc. Part 2, and we predict what they should cover?
Or maybe a Garage Days EP. You know, a full record might be pushing it, but I could see maybe 4 or 5 songs, you know, like a Beyond Magnetic kind of deal.
Just a bullet away.
You know, it could even be like a... You know, a lot of these bands nowadays, they like to do the old re-release or deluxe edition of, you know, their record. They could do a deluxe edition of 72 Seasons with like 4 extra covers on it.
Of a 45. Gets you every time.
Oh, man. One of these days, they'll play that song and people might actually sing along.
And when it comes to that part, you will laugh your ass off, just like a karate chop from Mr. Trujillo.
Just like, I think Pizzle's laughing too. He agrees that song is...
Pizzle's not a Beyond Magnetic kind of dude.
I don't duder. Think, no. I think that was one that he put back in the jewel case and put it back,
jewel
up,
case.
Put it back up on the shelf. Probably didn't even own that one.
Beyond Magnetic, 3 out of 4 songs, in my opinion, are dynamite.
I agree.
Lyrically, they're a little in the rough early working stages, but song-wise, they should have been on the record.
Just get that 45 crap out of there.
All I would take off of there would be Hate Train.
Yeah, I mean,
I would keep Bullet, I would keep Rebel, and I would keep Hell and Back. Some good songs, man.
There's some good songs, some good riffs.
All right, right now off the top of your head, three covers for the Garage Inc. EP, without even putting thought into it, what would you want them to do?
You know, I've always wanted them to do a cover of Heaven and Hell.
Wow.
I always thought they could have done a really good job of that. They might have to tune it down just a little bit. That song isn't incredibly high. It's definitely not one of the higher Dio songs. It's mm-hmm. definitely doable for James. You know, if they do an E flat or maybe even D. But I always felt like that song, you know, it's got kind of a Metallica-esque structure. You know, it's got good big power chords, kind of, you know, calm verse and big chorus, big end.
A Metallica structured song.
Yeah. Yeah. Or maybe a Sabbath structured. A Metallica would probably say it's actually a Sabbath structured song since they came before them. But, you know.
Long intro, verse, chorus, verse, bridge, chorus, verse, verse, solo, chorus, outro.
Just and repeat 10 more times. Oh, wait, that's
classic Injustice for All format.
That's a Dream Theater song.
That's true. Dream Theater's got them beat on running time by many miles.
A little bit, just a little bit. Yeah, so Heaven and Hell would definitely be at the top pick for me. What would you pick? We got to do this the snake way. I can't do all of them.
Oh, there's so much I can't even think about it.
Oh, I don't know. There's all kinds of shit. I can't even start to think about it.
Can you picture Metallica playing Rocket Queen?
Or any Guns N' Roses, for that matter?
I've always thought about how they kind of goof around in a live setting with doodles, but I was like, an absolute real studio track of GNR with something that's got that kind of driving, kind of not dance beat, but it has that kind of bounce to it like Rocket Queen.
Yeah, that's...
Here I am, and you're Rocket Queen, oh yeah.
I could see it, especially in the chorus.
Something along that.
I feel like I could hear it.
Like not Night Train, but like that Rocket Queen kind of bounce. And I'm not saying that because I'm a diehard GNR Rocket Queen fan, but I was always like, I've always thought, man, just do one song of Axl and it'll kind of come full circle.
Right.
But they always do the most obscure shit that you've never even heard of.
Yeah, not necessarily that. I don't know if I would say obscure, but just you definitely have to reach back into the music history a little bit.
They go deep. How many people knew who Nick Cave was before Garage Inc.?
Fair enough.
You know?
Yeah.
How many people heard Astronomy before Garage Inc.?
Well, that's Blue Oyster Cult, so there's probably a few people that...
Yeah, but not their big go-to song.
No, definitely not the go-to, but they still...
Like we knew like Whiskey in the Jar, we knew Turn the Page. But if you, the rest of that record, that opened up a lot of eyes where it's like, who's this?
I will agree with all of them, maybe except... Well, no, because Tuesday's Gone, that's Skinner. I guess if you're going like Garage Days, like when they did Helpless and... I could see that, but I mean, yeah, Tuesday's Gone. That's Skynyrd and Blue Oyster Cult.
Free Speech for the Dumb. Yeah, okay.
So minus those, what, those four? Page.
It's Electric.
Skynyrd.
You know what I mean. The majority, they're not like big hits.
Right, right.
It's not like, I just thought of a terrible description. Limp Bizkit behind Blue Eyes.
Yeah, but that was a popular song.
Right, that's what I'm saying. J E F F Discover.
Discover.
APFA Discover.
I enjoyed that cover. I didn't think it was the best cover, but it was good. It was
great cover.
I still think the best Who cover is Pearl Jam Rain Over Me. That is something else. I know you're not a big Pearl Jam fan, but that cover,
I hear you,
is that might be one of the best covers in general. I actually feel bad that I forgot that on my covers list when we did our list. because it's amazing.
What about when Pearl Jam covered Last Kiss?
I enjoy.
That's a pretty old school badass tune.
Yeah, yeah. Imagine Metallica trying to do a Pearl Jam song. What song would they do?
I drove to the left, so I swerved to the right.
They might be able to pull off Black.
Is this Fuel Part 2? Nowhere to swerving. The Lord took her away from me. Away from me, yeah. See, I'm trying to say me again. It's a Mia. Mia. Ooh. Motherfucker. What are we talking about tonight?
Well, there was this grand idea that was kind of
grand
dropped among us, upon us, I should say, and essentially turned Load and Reload into one album.
It is season 1.1.1, so let's just take both records and make it one.
It does make you wonder what could have been had it been put together like this.
Before we get to that, you tagged me this week in a free speech for the dumb moment. And I don't want to forget that moment. I don't have one this week, but I know you do.
Yeah, so what was it? The lickable TVs. There's flavor. It's like the Willy Wonka, you know.
Now you just got a new TV that looks like artwork. Just think, you could add one that you could have licked.
They say it's like Willy Wonka's room. The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
Violet.
So yeah, you can lick your TV screen and apparently taste something. So I tagged you in it and said, hey, next thing you know it, them fucking scent texts are coming too.
Smell text is in our near future.
You better invent it.
I've already been emailing Elon, but he's kind of busy over at Twitter right now.
Yeah. Well, he might have some openings. He's fired a few people.
He's cleaned a lot of house. I'm telling you, if you can lick your screen and taste Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory,
there's
I'm
no
gonna
way
be able to do
real.
Anything with my phone and text that to you, and it's gonna spit out a simulated scent.
Here, smell this. What the fuck is that? It's piss. Enjoy.
I'm in the bathroom. Guess where I'm at.
Oh. Oh, shit. No shit.
Yeah. Literally.
Literally.
Oh, my God.
2 hours later.
Licking your TV. Oh, hold on, honey. Can you hold my popcorn? I gotta go lick the fucking screen.
Oh, what's that they're making on Cake Wars? Hold on. Yeah. Tastes great, Duff.
I had some cake today.
Oh, yeah? You eat cake?
I ate cake.
Do you listen to cake?
I've never been a big cake fan. Never.
Too smart or not smart enough?
It's like you referring to Tool. Oh, you're not smart enough to listen to this band.
I'm not. Or maybe I'm too smart. I don't know. Tool's a bunch of tools.
Maybe Metallica could cover Tool, but I don't know if Lars could pull off all those fills and off times. A little different than the Justice record.
I give Lars props for what he can do at his age, but I don't see him.
59 years old.
I don't see
5'9er.
I don't see him pulling off the Tool. It's like that
don't
interview.
You pulling off the Danny Phils.
What was that interview he did not long ago where he said something about like he could do the AC/DC and whatnot, but to do Rush, he might have to practice a little bit.
Anyone that plays in a Rush tribute band, I give mad props to any day of the week.
Yeah, that's
if it's done right.
If it's done right,
Tool and Rush are tribute bands where I would have to constantly practice that shit on a weekly basis to keep up the speed with that.
Not a Tool fan, but I will say I would definitely have some shit to. It's just because it's unconventional. Was Adam Jones is that the guitar player's name? Play some unconventional stuff. It's not normal. So it'd be an adjustment to say the least.
Nothing about Tool is normal.
Right.
I just changed the setting on my mic.
Yeah.
It's been floating around in my bag all day. So let me check 1, 2. Check 1, 2. Do you notice any difference? And any difference? I don't notice shit.
Sound great, boss.
The TSA wanted to inspect my microphone once again today.
You said it's a microphone.
Memphis, Tennessee area.
They said, no, it's not. Let me see
it. No, it's not. It looks like a BOMB.
Unzip your bag, son, and pull it out.
TSA, Tub Stackers of America, thousands standing around.
You better watch it. They're going to cancel you real quick. They're going to, someone from TSA is going to get wind of this podcast, and next thing you know it, that's probably why you get stopped every damn time. They're like, oh, that motherfucker's
back. There's that guy
back
with that fucking microphone.
The Tub Stackers guy is back. Well, guess
that
what?
Fucker.
We're going to stop him right in his tracks and look at his microphone and stare at him.
Podcastforall@gmail.com. You have a message from the TSA and the FBI. Open at your own risk.
Or send...
I want to sing Last Kiss if I knew the right lyrics.
Send that email to the trash.
Do not open. Or APFA's laptop will self-destruct.
Delete that.
I would say delete that.
What does he say before, so I swerve to the right?
Someone goes
left, so I swerve to the right?
I don't know, man.
Fuck. I'm going to need that track. Little PJ. Pearl Jam's best song, The Elderly Woman Behind the Counter in a Small Town. That's the name of the song. That's a long fucking song title.
Oh, the fact that you even know that, and then you don't even like PJ.
I have had my moments with PJ.
Mm-hmm.
Live, they're terrible.
Terrible, just terrible.
The Verse, or what some call Verse Us album, is incredible. Ten's okay. Verse is really good.
Okay. I give you props.
Great.
Great tunes. Normally people just go to 10.
10's okay, but Verse, in my opinion, was better.
All
right. I seem to recognize your breath. Haunting for a million years. I can't seem to place it. Cannot find the candle of thought to light your name.
You got to sing it a little bit more like Scott Stapp.
Life. I can't even do it. Lifetimes are catching up.
Yeah.
Give me a Creed song.
One.
The only way is one.
Oh my God.
That's on the first record.
Oh, Creed got better as they progress.
I can't even impersonate him. It's that ridiculous.
Yeah, you gotta just sound like
What was that? what was the big song on Human Clay? That was their second record, I believe.
They had a bunch of big songs. I don't know which ones were off of what. They had like Higher or Arms Wide Open.
Arms Wide Open. That's the record that has like
With Arms Wide Open.
Oh, you got Stapp down, dude. I'll do Vetter. You do Stapp.
Oh, no. That was it. That was all the people get.
Should have been there on a Sunday morning banging my head. Yeah, nice lyrics.
So off of, wait, which?
No time for mourning. Ain't got no time. I am singing horribly tonight.
Hey, but you know I got Creed on my phone because I got everything.
Oh, hold that up closer. Prison.
Got them all.
Human Clay, I was saying. Weathered, that's the fucking one.
Full Circle, the last album they put out in 2009 when they came back.
It's actually okay. It's okay.
That's their best record, without a doubt.
I'd have to go with Weathered.
Best record.
Sorry, Human Clay is the little dude coming out of the ground or the clay.
Scott Stapp solo records, pretty good, but...
Play one of those Weathered songs.
What... Mark Tremonti and the rest of the boys from Creed minus Scott Stapp went on to do was much better. Anyways, that's Alter Bridge.
Tremonti's amazing.
Isn't it crazy to think that Alter Bridge is literally Creed just with Miles Kennedy?
Mm-hmm.
It's
and 20 times better.
Oh, dude. It's because Miles Kennedy is is quite the songwriter.
Are you on Weathered right now?
Yeah, I'm going back to it.
Play me track two. It's going to bring back a lot of memories. Oh, yeah.
You know what's funny is,
go to track three real quick. This brings back so many memories right now. Oh my god. I used to have so much sex to this record.
Wow.
I know.
I don't know if I want to continue listening to it.
In the Cutlass.
I will never listen to this record the same.
Next track.
Oh, no.
1990 Cutlass Supreme. Listening to Creed. I can sing this one. Hang on.
This was the song back in the day.
This was Getting Down song.
Hold me close. I'm 6 feet from the edge.
I'll just let you take it. Falling. Oh, I can't remember the words. To nowhere. To escape.
Brings back memories.
Thunder.
Thunder.
Big vocal echo.
Yep. That's for the stadiums.
Yeah, that they didn't play. Oh, here we go.
They played some big venues.
Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
To get the Scott Sapp voice, you kind of need to make, like, the Joker's face. You kind of got to be like this.
That's true. Like, there's a coat hanger in your mouth.
Right. Like the way that Johnny Drama smiles from Entourage, if anybody knows that one.
Please come down. Oh, wrong verse. God, great memories.
Oh, man.
A lot of making out to that record in the old 92-door Cutlass. Not going to lie.
I always liked the song Torn, the very first song off their first album. That was a jam.
Rip that one. Oh, My Own Prison record? Oh, yeah.
This was a jam.
This is the intro to Creed. Nice bass.
Like, first song on the record, just a light song. Just
oh,
like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Almost sounds like Pearl Jam intro.
97.
Is what they tell me. God, it's amazing how those words just come right back to you. Torn.
People can hate on Creed all they want, but you know, it's funny because Creed was like, in the early 2000s, they were like the hated band. Like, they were so big.
They were like Nickelback today.
Well, Nickelback's not even Nickelback today. Nickelback was like,
you know what I mean?
They became like, you know, later 2000s, 2010s. Nickelback took the, you know, torch for most hated band, and now I'm pretty sure they just passed the torch to Five Finger Death Punch. I think they're the most hated band out there right now.
I got no beef with Five Finger.
I don't either. But
unlike other people.
I really think that Five Finger is probably the most hated band in mainstream rock metal right now.
I know what I'm doing tomorrow. I'm listening to the entire Creed catalog as I sit on call in the facility that we sit on call for at the Memphis International Airport.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be sitting in my own room.
Listen to all four records, even the 2009 record.
That record I'm familiar with, but I haven't visited Prison, Weathered, or Human Clay in a long time.
Human Clay.
That brings back great memories.
Sure does, man. Sure does. Dude, we just spent like half our episode listening to Creed. That was pretty awesome.
And Pearl Jam, terrible Shane Aoki.
That's all right.
We are merging the Load and Reload records into one album. I even have album artwork for our mixed album, thanks to Mr. Larry Levine.
I have mine coming.
Horsefly number
to
4.
To Mr. Larry Levine.
Larry's mine's, doing yours too?
Yeah, mine's just not ready yet.
Oh, I guess I beat you to the punch when this idea came off, you got, off the fax machine.
Yeah, you got me.
Did you get my fax? Just think of that statement.
Do they still make fax?
They do. Of, they do.
You know what's crazy? So,
you got my fax?
I get this new TV.
I don't know why that's so funny.
Walking through Best Buy, and I see this. You remember the CD cleaner discs that would have the little brush on it?
And
it clean the lens.
Straight up 2000.
I saw that, and next to it was a VHS tape to clean the VHS player. And I look at my mom like...
They call it a head cleaner.
I'm like, I looked at her, I'm like, whoa. I'm like, what happened? Like, I thought for a split second, because I was also a little bit stoned too. I was like, did I just go back in time? Like, I'm looking around, I'm like, all right, I'm still seeing flat screen TVs. All right, we're still in the right decade. Why
you're like,
though?
You're like, did I disappear, just get released?
That's what I'm saying. VHS fucking cleaner tape. Like,
they're called even head cleaners.
They don't even sell VHS players in Best Buy. Why do they sell those?
To collect dust and make the shelves look full?
I guess. I don't know. It was crazy. I thought it was like a glitch in the Matrix and I went back in time or something to 98.
We're like, man, I can't wait for that follow-up record or Reload to come out anytime now. Oh, wait. Jason Newsted has quit the band.
Jason's still in the band. All right. I can go see him. All right. I don't want to be stuck here in 98. That's a thing. If I had to go back in time and I was stuck at the age I am right now, that would fucking suck.
You'd be like 7 years old, 4 years old.
No, but if born. But if I went back to like 98 as a 29-year-old and I was stuck there being 29 and had to just live life from 98 on, that would suck.
Yeah, but 98 was a great year for me.
Yeah, but the future is here and now. There's going to be some crazy shit that comes out in the next decade or two, and I want to be around to see it.
So, dude, what you're saying
TVs,
is you don't want
to... taste TV.
Smell text coming soon.
Right, or do you want to go back to tube TV? Taste TV or tube TV?
But life in 98 was really simple and amazing for me at the time. I was still in high school. Reload just came out.
I'm used to all the stupid shit in 2022, so...
I hear you. Just... I wouldn't look forward to 9/11. I wouldn't look forward to the recession of 08-09. I would not look forward to the release of Lulu. And the good thing is we could know that the future of COVID and how that was half bullshit.
Well, I mean, and we'd be rich because obviously we'd know a lot of shit.
That's
true. I'd be like, so what are the betting lines that an airplane hits those towers at about this time on this day?
2005. I kind of take that back because Tesla stock is tanking right now. But at the time, I'd be like, you want to buy as much as this as you can and then sell it right around 2021.
I would have, in 98, I'd buy all the Apple stock I could possibly buy.
Great point.
Apple stock was probably pretty cheap at that time.
Probably.
Compared to what it is now.
Yeah, 98 to 23. Big leaps and bounds.
All right. I'd be rich. But then I'd get to 23.
And then I'd go, the Simpsons predicted half of this shit, so let's just roll with what they say.
Yeah, but I'd be old by the time I got back to 23. And I'd be like, man, I'm fucking old, and I'm right back to where I started.
God, flipping idiot.
Flipping idiot.
God,
this thing doesn't work. Well, I could have told you that.
1982 in the little window.
It's a time machine, Napoleon. We bought it online.
Yeah, right.
It works, Napoleon. You don't even know.
Have you guys tried it yet?
No. So are you ready?
Yeah, hold on. I forgot to put in the crystals. Okay, turn it on. Turn off, turn off. It's a piece of crap. It doesn't work.
Well, I could have told you that.
I forgot to put the crystals in.
Oh, man.
I can't wait to go to work tomorrow with these headphones on, my cans, and crank Creed.
That's all you're thinking about. You're not even thinking about the episode now. You're just like, fuck, I need to throw back on some Scott Stapp.
Fuck Load, fuck Reload, fuck the 90s, fuck this album. I'm going to go listen to Creed and relive some really good memories as I close my eyes and take a nap.
Okay, we can be done with this episode so you can find your safe space and
Happy
crank
New Year,
the
everyone.
Tunes.
Season 11, Episode 1. Check you later.
I hope you enjoyed the Creed.
All right, Jeff and I had an amazing idea. Load and Reload, a single album. We didn't put a track limit on it. I'll tell you right now that I have 10 tracks, a new title for the record, and new artwork. Again, compliments of Larry Levine, who we mentioned like 47 hours ago when we started this episode.
Larry!
Uncle Larry, fourth horse fly. Hashtag fly.
Fly. Flying away. Buzz, buzz.
You want to go first? I went first last week when we had the four horse flies on the air.
I'm ready to start this. So
we're all over the place. We're talking about licking TVs, and now we're finally getting to the episode content 35 minutes later.
Good. We're just trying to keep people on the edge of their seats.
That's what happens when there's not much going on in Metallica land this week. Nothing.
You see people.
Nothing.
That there in the biz is what we call a cliffhanger.
Dun, dun, dun.
So I do also have a different name for the record. I have album art that, again, is coming.
It'll pending. You're ready for the record company to release it, is what you're saying.
As people are listening to this, they're able to see it because, you know, it should be done, you know, because we're doing this, what, almost a week before the release. So, yeah, we should be good to go. I did 11 songs.
11, okay.
So from, what is that, 27 down to 11? It was interesting.
Plus 13 is somewhere around there.
It was interesting to...
This was tough.
Go through. I don't know if you remember, but you texted me this, and about 10 minutes later, I was like, all right, I'm good. With that being said, I only made one revision after that.
Wait a minute. You narrowed this down and made a complete track listing start to finish in 10 minutes?
Yeah, maybe even less, like 5 or 6 minutes.
What?
It was actually a lot easier than I thought when I was going through looking at it.
Remember this one?
Oh, yeah. I love how we're back to Creed.
Sorry, I just had YouTube pull up here as you babbled about your 11 songs that I'm not even worried about.
Yeah, because
all right,
it's all
putting the phone down.
It's all about Scotty. Scotty boy.
Scott needs to join Metallica.
Scott needs to come on APFA and tell Shane about some of the stories back in the day. That dude was a wild man.
And it would be legit because Creed opened up for Metallica in like January and that Y2K tour, M2K.
Do you think they lip synced like they did at the, was that the Dallas halftime show?
Did they get busted?
I thought they did.
Oh,
I
Scott, think they did. Turn your mix up, man. Don't be cheating.
That's all right. I think he was on drugs then. He can get a pass.
All right, I'm not talking about Creed until the episode's over. You have 11 songs. The artwork is pending. Mm. And you made this list in 5 to 10 minutes?
Yeah, I did do one revision.
Were you high?
Well, no.
Oh, you were driving.
How's that work?
Okay.
That's why I had to do it quickly, because I was still paying attention and putting it together. But it was, once I looked at the songs, it was pretty easy. I kind of had a format within reason, obviously, because of, you know, it's Metallica, so I put it together in what I would think would be a Metallica-esque format. Not only that, but certain songs and certain keys ending the same and starting the same. So it's kind of easy on the ears, you know what I mean? How it makes it sound like certain songs flow.
I'm impressed to do that in 10 minutes. Mine took like an hour to think about transitions and cutoffs.
The, you know, the music of it or the notes.
You're better at keys. No. I'm a drummer. I don't know any of that shit.
Yeah, but you got, you've, I mean...
We'll see, because this could be a good in my eyes, but maybe the listeners, you know, I do urge everyone that's listening, you know, if you have Apple Music, Spotify, whatever it is, because what I did is I made a playlist of it in Apple Music as, you know, one record, and then before the night was over, I did listen to it full, start to finish, to hear how it would sound as a full record, and I was quite happy with how it turned out. So I do urge people to, you know, if you're curious how we're hearing it, for each
list,
yeah, for each of our albums, you should make the playlist, listen to it as one record.
I agree.
So to start it all off, the album's name is Unloaded.
Oh, I like that. You already got me beat, damn it. I thought I had
Metallica,
a good one.
Unloaded.
That's a good name. Is the L capitalized like in Reload?
No.
So capital U, lower N, capital L.
I mean, it could be.
I'm going to make it that way. Larry, if you're listening, send us the revision.
Yeah, send us the revision. It should be, wait. He should have already sent it by now.
Okay. Before you get into your track list on Unloaded, I like that a lot. It's funny how we haven't had a guest on in a very long time, and we've had a few emails lately that says, you guys just need to change your show to And Lists for All, because all you do is make fucking lists, and we love them.
We do love them, but
a lot of homework lately.
At some point, though, there's only so much you can talk about, right? There's only so much current news we can talk about. There's only so many times that, you know, so you got to get creative. That's the whole point of it.
People like our list. It's just we have been getting feedback going, are you ever going to get back to the song that should not be? What is your memory remains? True. And shit like that. And I said, we're getting there. It's a special time of year. 72 seasons interrupted a lot of shit. The horse flies like to talk every once in a while, and we do making lists for all.
It's fun for us to get creative, all right? We like to get the juices flowing.
I can't wait till tomorrow. All right, Unloaded. 10 tracks, you said? 11, sorry. 11.
11.
Okay,
11.
What do you got?
Track number one, starting it off, Ain't My Bitch.
That's hard to beat as an opener.
It's hard to beat as an opener, and I'm looking at the time period. I'm thinking of it as, all right, we're coming off of the massive success of the Black Album. Obviously, you need a song that's coming, you know, pretty straightforward right out the gate. And yeah, Bitch is definitely the one that does that. From that, we've got Fuel, because again, we want to keep the train rolling, keep the singles kind of high up in the repertoire there.
It's just so weird seeing Fuel at 2 compared to what we've been used to our whole life.
When I looked at this list in the playlist, I did think it was a bit weird, but again, when I started it, I went into it trying to think of it, all right, like, think of it as one album, think of it as how it flows, you know what I mean? And it works all right.
Mm-hmm.
From Fuel, we have Devil's Dance, because coming
off
of,
made the cut.
The Devil made the cut because coming off of the Black Album, Sad But True, the detuned song, gotta, you know, keep it heavy, gotta let people know, like, all right, we've changed our tune a little bit, but we still have a bit of heaviness there.
I'm always surprised that Devil wasn't a bigger song than what it was or played more.
I agree, especially after going back and listening to it. You know, I feel like it's an easily forgotten song.
Oh, it's lost all the time. I mean, when you listen to it, it's like, God damn, this is Sad But True Part 2.
It really is. It's a good song. It's that Sad But True, Dream No More.
Mm-hmm. Sludge.
Yep. Number 4. Of course, you're probably wondering what's going to be the number 4 slot.
Until It Sleeps.
Until It Sleeps.
Oh, I called it. I called it. That.
You called it.
I so called that.
Because when I think about it, out of all of the ballads, if you will, that was the one. That was to me, that's the best one of the quote-unquote ballads, and it's still straightforward enough to where, you know, the time, you know, it's getting played on the radio. It's not too long. It's a good radio song, though. Now, this is where it gets a little bit interesting, and you're not going to like this.
Uh-oh.
Number 5, Thorn Within.
What?
I think it's one of the best songs off
Shane
of both
Overshaw's
of those.
Song that should not be. Thorn Within is on Jeff's Unloaded.
So the reason why, one, it's one of my favorite songs between the two records. It has that perfect 90s Alice in Chains-esque harmonizing on the chorus of the, you know, what James is doing. But it's still straightforward enough to where it kind of has this, you know, Black Album-ish, you know, post-Black Album-ish sound.
Sure.
And then,
wow,
you know, with the reason I put it in the 5 slot is it kind of reminded me of Rome in a weird way, because it goes into this. Now, hear me out.
One of my songs in the 5 slot is also based off of a Rome. It's funny you bring that up.
And so hear me out, because if you think about that song, obviously it doesn't have the sitar intro, but it's got kind of a built-up intro, and then it goes into the verse, which is, you know, kind of light and, you know, on the toms a little bit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then the very end of the song, think about it. The song, it has a long kind of jam section at the end where they're just kind of soloing, very Rome sounding.
Long outro, and James goes really high with that vocal at the end.
Yeah, so I felt
Thorn Within.
I really like that song. I really do. And I think it would have been better or more recognized if they would have put it a little bit higher up on one of those records instead of So Far Down.
That's a good point. It's lower in the track ranking where you don't think about it.
Gets lost in the mix.
Father,
for I have sinned. It's a great song. It really is.
I should go back
and revisit it.
I hate to break the news, but he's doing the exact same Tom thing as Sandman.
Ah, so what?
For I have sinned.
Lars said, all right, we're going to call this song The Recyclables. I'm going to use the same drum intro.
I do not have Thorn. Great surprise. And that's great 5 slot as well.
Thank you. Number 6.
Ronnie Law.
no Ronnie Law, but Bleeding Me.
6 out of its original 7th spot.
Out of the original 7th spot, yes.
I like it.
And there's a reason for that, because in number 7, I put this song specifically in number 7. The Unforgiven 2. The reason I put it there, again, I thought that Until It Sleeps was, if you think of the two, I think Unforgiven 2 is a better song, but Until It Sleeps is a better 4 slot. It's a better radio hit. It's a better, you know, it's more of a mainstream-ish song.
Agreed.
But I put Unforgiven 2 in the 7 slot because Unforgiven 3 was in the 7 slot.
It's a 7 as well.
Is on Death Magnetic, so that's why I put that there.
Bing, ding, 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 bing, ding, 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 bing, ding, ding, ding. That's Shane Piano Aroki.
And I forgot one thing I was going to say about Sleeps and Thorn Within. Sleeps is in A, and Thorn Within, the jun, 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 they go up to A, so it's a nice transition of the same key going from Until It Sleeps into Thorn Within.
Wasn't there a time a couple years ago, I just remember this, that you actually wanted to play Thorn live?
I did.
Forgive me, Father. Shane made a shitty set list.
Maybe we could play it
one of these days.
From Unforgiven 2, The Outlaw Torn, because, of course...
Outlaw 8, wow.
No record is incomplete. It works out because Outlaw's a long song. But you look at some of the other records, like Death Magnetic, look at Judas Kiss. That's a pretty long song.
Yeah, with terrible fills. That is a delete that cutting room floor material that got glued back together with drum fills and a few riffs.
Just a few.
Yeah.
Number 9, Mama Said.
Mama, I'm coming home.
Mama made the cut. I feel like that's a great song to put at the end. It's a good show of diversity in their abilities of what they're capable of doing.
Absolutely.
From Mama Said, gotta go to Fixer. Now, this is where I made my revision, because Fixer was originally last, but I didn't want to do Fixer last.
Well, you did Bitch first, so why didn't you end with Fixer, dude?
Because I wanted to go out with a classic Metallica fashion instead of doing it how they did it on Load and Reload, with closing it with not soft songs, because when you actually listen to it, Fixer is not necessarily a soft song. It's just a long kind of slow song. But I didn't want to end it with like a slower type of song. What is Metallica known for? They go out with a bang, Damaging. They go out with Dyer's Eve, Struggle Within, My Apocalypse.
What are you ending with?
Well, in that era, they didn't have a lot of songs that were really heavy or straightforward or faster. But there was one that kind of stood out to me, and it's a really great end track, especially in this era. Prince Charming.
For a minute, I'm like, it's so going to be Wasting My Hate.
Prince Charming.
I think my voice from Scott Stapp, a rookie.
I think it's a really great closing track, because their last songs on all their records, they've always, you know, been decent songs, but they're not like, they're not staples, they're not hits, they're not big popular songs.
Right.
So to me, that's a song that is good enough to make the cut to, you know, I don't know. I like it. I like it better than like Wasting My Hate or.
Oh, I totally agree. I just think of that riff at the last song.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's.
Opening with Bitch, closing with Prince. I shouldn't say opening and closing like it's a set list, just a record. Bitch, Fuel. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, because once I hear yours, I'm going to do the same. Should make it into a playlist.
It's just weird.
Take a listen to it.
I'm actually going to make this into a playlist when I'm done listening to Creed tomorrow at the airport. Jeff Winslow, Unloaded, Ain't My Bitch, Fuel, Devil Dance, Until It Sleeps, Thorn, Forgive Me, Father Within, Bleeding Me, Unforgiven 2 at number 7, Outlaw, I love how Outlaw goes into Mama, Fixer, The Prince. Oh, sorry. Prince Charming.
You know, with Outlaw, because it's such a big, epic song, and the way it ends, you know, because on the record, it fades out. So, you know, you get that fade out from this big, epic song, and then just into this light little acoustic thing. It's kind of a nice little transition there.
Your transitions are smoother than mine. I like it, man. Unloaded.
Thank you,
I'm
sir.
Looking forward to seeing the artwork.
I'm excited to seeing how it's turned or how it's going to turn out.
I have artwork already.
I'm jealous. How'd you get artwork before I did?
Larry! I texted Larry and he's like, dude, I'm going out the door in 15 minutes. I said, I don't need anything fancy. I just need a really rough sketch. Here's my ideas. Here's the title and go. And of course, he comes up with something that looks like he spent a week on because it's just amazing.
Well, before you tell or show it to me, you got to tell me what the name of your record is.
Yours is better.
I don't know, man.
If you remember in the late 90s, between Load and Reload, everybody had rumors and speculation that Reload was going to be called Waiting in the Wings. You've probably heard that before.
Yes, sir.
A lot of people in media sources swore it was Waiting in the Wings. I did not use that. No.
Oh, I was gonna say.
I'm not that OG. But I've always talked about how between the Black Album and Load has always been a huge brick wall. And to me, that's old Metallica and new Metallica.
Mm-hmm.
That Load split to me is like a monumental, like fucking Berlin Wall in Metallica's history.
Yes, sir. I agree.
So when Load came out, a lot of things changed. A lot of things changed. So I decided to call this record Wave of the Future.
Ooh, I like it.
Because it actually stepped into a total new era that I don't want to say we're still in, but it's like we're in the second part of Metallica's life.
Of their career, yeah. I like
so
it.
So instead of Waiting in the Wings, I went with Wave of the Future. Here's what Uncle Larry came up with.
Damn.
Right. So we're looking at the load, like reload Metallica font. We have reload as the main background with the load splooge in front of it. And it's really, really dark.
I like it.
And the where it says future on the bottom is the load font. And then the wave of the is like the handwritten, like linear notes shit inside the record.
God damn.
So I'm like, that's pretty cool. And of course, he whipped that up in 7 minutes.
Fuck. Larry, where's mine?
Larry, get to work. I like the name Unloaded better. Did you just check your email?
It was original.
I so just saw you look at your phone.
I was checking my text.
Were you like, Larry, where are you?
Originally was Unload, but then after a little bit, I was like, I kind of like Unloaded. Like, I could see them coming out, you know, you know, from the Black Album to Unloaded.
So, Wave of the Future, I have 10 tracks.
10 tracks?
Man. I wish I had 11 because this is tough.
You could have done 12 or 13 or 14 even.
Or 27.
20.
Now, before I blow you away with this, just hear me out. Track one, Fixer.
Whoa.
Think of how that song starts. Think of how that's almost like an... No. The tape.
Yeah.
You know, that screechy, whatever the fuck that is, like, weird shit going on. That matches so many of their records of how the record starts with a long, weird, fucked up
having a long like, intro.
And then, ga-ga, dun, 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 dun. For that to kick in like that?
That would be cool if they use that whole intro as a tape and then they kick in where when Lars goes, dun, 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 like that's where they actually come out live and kick into it.
So as I was sitting there making this list today, I'm like, as weird as that is, the more I thought about how that weird tape builds into that huge intro and how it's laid back. But then that song, the middle of the song ends up taking off. It's not a fast, like, it's not a bitch. It's not a Hardwired. It's not a... That was just your life.
Right.
But as it gets going, I was thinking tape, huge, crushing, heavy intro. And at the end, let's admit it speeds up and just falls off.
Double time.
And it goes into track two.
Which two, knowing you, you're going to give it like a Atlas, the end of the line type of song.
No, I copied Jeff Winslow, track two, Fuel.
Hey, yes. No way.
It was hard not to say something when you said that. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Oh, what are the chances? That's a great, it's a great track two song. It really is.
Because when you think of like Atlas, End of the Line, Puppets, Ride, Horse, Give Me Fuel, Give Me Fire, Give Me That Which I Desire. That riff, that usually a track two has got some pretty good speed going right away.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, that vocal would catch you off guard.
And here I thought I might have been a little off with that, but I think...
I didn't want to say anything. I'm like, oh, dude, sweet.
We're thinking in the same realm. All right.
Mm-hmm. That is not the only exact slot that you and I share tonight.
Did you put Devils in number three?
No.
Okay.
We'll get to that later. Track three, I couldn't stray from the record. Sludgy, one of my favorite songs, House That Jack Built.
House That. That was a hard one because I almost didn't do it either. I wanted to include it, but then I ended up not doing it, and it was tough because it's a song I really like. But again, when you're putting this together, you have to really choose carefully. You get one record.
That song for me, I remember the first time I heard that song, I was like, how is this not a single? And even today, I'm like, this is such an underrated song.
It's a song that they need to play.
It got lost somehow, and it's a track three, and everyone's like, what? What song is that? And it's like, oh, my God, you got to give this song a chance.
I'd love to see them, you know, every once in a while. It doesn't need to be a staple, but just every once in a while pull that song out.
With a talk box.
With the freaking talk box.
get talking, James or Kirk or whoever did that. We have no idea.
Jimbo.
Maybe it was Scott Stapp. You're drinking out of your Yeti. I have no drink in front of me or granola bar. I know that shocks you.
Yeah, where's your munchies, man?
I'm up in my Memphis bedroom. I don't have my munchies.
Oh, man. You better run to the store.
You don't want to go to the store when it gets dark out in this neighborhood.
Then you better DoorDash it and have someone else go out and hopefully they make it to you.
You don't want DoorDash coming to your house at this time of night.
Right. You don't want them to know where you live at this time of night.
They can know where I live. It's just, it's a little sketch around here. Track four, you went with Until It Sleeps. I went with Bleeding Me as the Ballad. Mm-hmm.
I like it. I like it.
Early on. It's so hard to picture Sleeps and Unforgiven 2 not there. But when I think of what my favorite quote-unquote ballad is from those two, by far Bleeding Me.
Yeah, Bleeding is... Fuck, it's a great song.
Track five, a little bit out there. It's hard to describe this, but when I hear it in my head, it works. Outlaw Torn.
Bleeding to Outlaw.
Yes. Because you think of how Bleeding ends, and then...
Okay, I can see it. I can see it.
Outlaw ends track six, Until It Sleeps.
Gotta have Sleeps in there. Gotta have it.
So the funny part is you went Sleeps, Thorn, Bleeding. I went Bleeding, Outlaw, Sleeps.
Just kind of flip-flopped here a little bit.
Dance along, sing along, fucking along.
Doing something to flop around.
Flop around. Track seven, Devil Dance.
Devil in the seven slot. Putting me down low tuned. Let's dance.
Now picture, I've only got 10 tracks. 7 out of 10 is Devil. Sludgy.
Makes me wonder if King or Hero is going to make the cut, because King was also a very, very tough one for me. I was like, do I add it? Do I not? And you know, it's crazy because it was a single. It was a popular song.
I know I've had Bleeding and Sleeps as some slow tunes, but as we get to track 8 out of 10... I could not leave behind Unforgiven 2.
Attaboy. Thank you.
I like how you had it late in yours, too. I made it a little bit later, but we just could not leave that behind for an ultimate album.
No, definitely not. That was...
Wave of the Future, by the way.
Right. Exactly. When I put my list together, that I already knew without a doubt that was one of them that was going to make it.
The 9 slot, Jeff Winslow, Shane Obershaw, both share Mama Said.
Oh, no way.
Yes, sir.
No freaking way.
This is a pretty laid back, slow, ultimate collaboration wave of the future.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly didn't think you'd put Mama in there. I really didn't.
I was surprised too, and I thought about it would be weird after Unforgiven 2. But as a track 9 out of a 10 album record, that'd be the slot to throw it.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Closing out my record is going to fucking blow your mind and a lot of listeners' mind.
I swear, if it's Ronnie, I'm signing off.
And I would expect you to, because it is not. Track 10, Ain't My Bitch.
Closing the record with Bitch.
Jeff's opener.
At least, but you're closing it out with a banger.
Think of that strong ending. Ooh, yeah. Bitch. End of tape.
Yep.
Auto reverse. Flip to side B.
I feel like you and I, we kind of went with the same concept there with that last song. Like, instead of closing it with a slower, long song, like let's fucking give it that, you know, My Apocalypse, Spit Out the Bone kind of, you know, obviously not that the song is, this would be, you know, that song of that era, the more straightforward, heavy, faster paced rock song.
Not a spit, not an apocalypse. I kind of compared it to like a Struggle Within.
Right, right. I guess I just mean more of like
pumps you up in the beginning, fast.
Yeah,
just a
more
little,
of a
just
fist
a little,
pumping or yeah. aggressive ending song rather
just
than
just a little slow in the middle and then a huge outro, fucking bang out the record.
Yep, I like it. I like it. That's probably my favorite slot that
Fixer.
They put a song in. I like
Fuel,
that.
House, Bleeding, Outlaw, Sleeps, Devil, Unforgiven 2, Mama Bitch.
That's quite the freaking... I'm very shocked you didn't put King in there. Very
King
shocked.
King and Hero did not make the cut. Honorable mention, Low Man's was in a revision but got scrapped.
Yeah, see, I already knew from the jump that Low Man's was going to be out because I'm like, all right, I got mm-hmm. Mama Set in here. I've got Outlaw. I've got Fixer.
Mm-hmm.
I can't put Low Man's in there. That's just way too much like... long drawn out songs that I already felt like I almost cut either no because I was going to keep Bleeding Me in there. I almost actually cut Outlaw.
What?
Because when I go
Outlaw,
back and listen,
Fixer like the first ones, I'm like, yep, these are on here. Just got to figure out where they're going.
Well, that's exactly my thoughts too.
The wave of Metallica's future we're welcoming.
But I almost wanted to play it, you know, in our little parallel universe. Play it as Outlaw wasn't a Load song or Load Reload song. It was a S&M song that they wrote for S&M. Because literally, when I go back and listen to that album version, I don't dislike it, but it is so hard. I've listened to the S&M version so many freaking times that it is so hard to go back and listen to the album version of Outlaw. It sounds so empty.
Well, it sounds naked.
It's missing so many fills. Like, even the way James sings it is differently.
Right.
It's
the symphony is what gives that song.
So when I think of just album alone, I'd rather listen to Bleeding Me and Fixer over Outlaw when it comes to just like album version alone. But you can't not put that song on there. Can't not.
No.
Had to be there.
I'm looking forward to making your playlist as well as mine. Especially with Fuel at 2.
I'm going to make your playlist, you make mine, and then hopefully the people listening will both make our, you know, kind of dream Load Reload albums here and write in and podcastforall@gmail.com. Let us know what you think.
And the listeners have been slacking, god damn it. Don't forget to go to iTunes and leave us a 5+, preferably a 7-star review.
It does well with our algorithm, you know, if as long as people are still leaving reviews and...
I'm really bad at saying that word.
Review?
No, algorithm.
Algorithm?
Yeah, I'm going to let you say that.
It's like Potawatomi. Potawatomi.
Potawatomi. I'll just sing the Creed and Pearl Jam and you say those big words.
If anybody has their own Load and Reload album that they would like to share with us...
All they
your
do.
Playlist, please send it in. I'd like to hear it.
We stole the idea from Metal Hammer today on Facebook, so there's where we came up with our idea.
Yeah, so what? Metal Hammer faxed us. What are you talking about? They said, hey, is this cool if we do this?
Did you get my fax?
We said, yo, you can put this out, but we're gonna do some shit.
Did you get my page?
Yeah. Did you page me?
I paged you. Can we make a list, Metal Hammer? Well, we did. Next week, we'll be making our ultimate My Own Prison, Weathered, and Human Clay triage.
should we make a Creed dream set list for next week?
And I will not be listing songs. I will be singing each and every one of them into this microphone.
Next week on In Podcast for All, the Creed edition.
Now I want to go chase after Stapp and Tremonti and be like, you guys want to come on In Podcast for All and talk about the 2000 Y2K M2K tour? It'd be phenomenal.
Yeah, especially Tremonti. Can you get Miles to come with him?
Anyone is welcome on APFA.
Anyone and everyone, of course.
I can't wait to lick a TV in the future.
I was going to ask, though, did we ever do for the vote? Because so I had a vote, but I don't. I honestly don't remember if we ever did it or not.
Last week there was no vote.
I know there was no vote. That's because we had a lot of people on, and we were just having a good time. We don't need a vote with the flies.
We had a great time talking about 22. That's so in the past now.
It's so in the past.
Well, 23, Michael Jordan.
Did we ever do better closing track from Load and Reload, Fixer versus Outlaw?
Like 43 and a half years ago, yes.
Oh, we have done that one?
I believe so.
See, it's tough.
Keep track of your votes, Jeff.
Dude, there's been so many damn votes.
Like 150?
The fact that out of all of the votes that we've done, I haven't doubled up on one yet is...
It's incredible. So right now on the spot, I want you to just whip one out in Voting for All. Season 11, Episode 1,
11.1. 11.1. All right.
AVFA. Voting for All. Yes or no, Shane should sing more Creed.
AVFA World, should Shane continue singing Shane Aoki? Yes or no? My vote is yes.
But no to Creed. I can't simulate him. Flight Simulator Scott Stapp.
Dude, how about the...
I know what you're going to say.
The Fight Simulator.
Waffle House. Yeah. I saw that literally an hour ago. Shit's getting crazy in this world. Waffle House beatdowns.
Yeah, it's...
It's not funny, but it is.
It's kind of funny. I think it's kind of funny.
Almost as funny as me making out to Creed in a 1990 Cutlass Supreme two-door.
All right, here is your vote right here.
Is this Unloaded or Wave of the Future related?
It is.
Okay.
What is the better three-slot song, House That Jack Built or Devil's Dance?
That's tough. You're asking me, right?
I am asking you, yeah.
This is where I get tripped up. Better or favorite?
I'll let you choose.
You have to choose your words carefully like an attorney.
You're right. You're right. Thank you for correcting me.
Better or favorite?
You can choose what the...
Favorite.
All right.
The house that Jack Daniels built with the Alice in Chains sluggish feel and Peter Frampton talk box. Thank you very much.
Well, if we're going to go favorite, then I'm going to have to go Devil's Dance because I put it in my record and I didn't put House That Jack Built in there.
There you go. You ain't lying. That's honest.
It is honest, but if I had to go which one I think is a better song musically, I would go House That Jack Built for sure.
That's funny because I'm opposite of you.
Really?
Devil's is a better structured song. House is just... I enjoyed it a lot more.
I think House is a very well-written song on the record.
Fall, my body, my temple.
Devil's Dance is too straightforward for... Not that, House That Jack Built isn't straightforward, but I don't know. Devil's is too straightforward to me. To compare it to be better, quote unquote.
That riff though is so fucking good in Devil's though for the verse.
It is. To me, it's weird. Devil's Dance is one of those rare songs. Is usually, for the most part, not in every situation, but I would say in most cases, usually the chorus is the best part of the song. That's the big, that's what everyone is looking for.
Right.
Devil's is one of those songs where the verse is actually better than the chorus, in my opinion. I'd rather listen to the verse.
It's more of like the meaty part of the body that everyone's familiar with.
Yeah, exactly, which is weird because as I listened to it tonight with headphones, I realized that Kirk like really doesn't play on the verse at all. The first verse, it's just James. It's just the left guitar. Mm-hmm. And then you just hear Kirk just going, jun, 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 jun. And that's about it. Every, fourth beat. All the years of listening to that song, I don't think I ever paid attention to it.
It was 1997 when they recorded it, and he was like, James, can you take over right now? In 2021, I think I'm going to make my own coffee brand.
I think I'm going to release my own record, and it's going to sound like a movie score.
and it's going to be pretty fucking good, which the 3 out of 4 horseflies mentioned last week, and Shane totally forgot about it, even though he loves portals.
Shane hates portals, Kirk, so there's no, that.
No, sir.
No, sir. No, sirree, Bob.
The farther you fall, my body, my temple. Great fucking lyric.
Well, there you have it, folks. That's your In Voting for All.
Voting for All polls open early Thursday morning, closing late Thursday night with results on Friday.
Friday.
Season 11, Episode 1. Welcome to 2023. Welcome to the brand new Metallica Records Unloaded and Wave of the Future. None of this 72 season shit. It's way too far away to talk about.
You wanted a load trivia? I got one question for you, and it's not going to be easy.
Oh, jump in the fire against Shane. One question and one question only this week.
It's the kill shot.
Uh-oh.
How long, what is the running time, the official running time on the Outlaw Torn?
Oh.
If it makes you feel better, I wouldn't have got it. I was off by about 20 seconds.
I was so hoping you were going to ask me the running time of Load, because I actually know that.
Of the whole record?
78:59.
Holy shit.
Quote me if I'm wrong.
I'm going to look.
Cue the Jeopardy music.
78:59.
Thank you very fucking much, and good night.
I almost feel like I'm just, even if you get this question wrong, I'm just going to give it to you because that was impressive.
My Load vinyl is
Load
still...
Load is Metallica's longest album.
My Load album is still shrink-wrapped, and there's a sticker that says longest album ever, 78:59, on the shrink-wrap. That's why I know that. Outlaw Torn, you... 7:51.
Legit?
Yeah.
Huh.
I have no idea.
9:49. My guess was like, so before I pulled it up, I was guessing 9:28. For some reason, I thought that's what it was, but I was off a little bit.
Why was I thinking? I'm way fucking off.
You're
that's
thinking
shorter than Disposable.
You're thinking Bleeding Me.
Yeah, I'm thinking. I'm trying to think of where it's written somewhere.
Bleeding Me is 8:17. So that's an. That's.
That was an epic fail, and I'm proud of it. Because everyone thinks I know all this shit, and I don't. So that's proof. I like when you ask me questions.
That was a stupid question, though, because, I mean, like, who really knows all the run times of songs? I just thought it would be a funny one to ask off the top of my head. I didn't know what it was. Like I said, I'll be honest. I'm not going to lie to people and be like, yep, I knew that one. No, I had no idea. I guessed, and I was wrong.
I was way off, and I'm proud of it.
Yeah, whatever.
I can name probably a dozen exact running times.
I don't even know if I could do one.
Motor Breath and Hardwired is like 311, 306.
I used to know Justice, but I don't remember what it is now.
Justice is 944. One is 724.
See, I don't know any.
Because when those tapes came out, they actually had the fucking time on the back of the sleeve. And it had
it would say it.
Yeah.
Yeah, next to it, yep.
Disposable's like 838, 848?
Yeah, I'll be honest. Like I said, I really don't know off the top of my head any of the run times of like any of their songs.
That's some major trivia if you know runtime.
It is. It is.
That's a good question. Outlaw Torn. Epic fail, Shane. I got to brush up. Next week on episode 2 of season 11, all we're going to talk about is run times.
Yeah, great. It looks like we're going to have freaking history lesson next week, folks. Hope you guys are ready for it. It's going to be Metallica 1. Or, I can't even talk. Metallica Run Times 101.
APFA has officially turned into a fucking circus act.
Look at this shit. Metallica turned into a circus act, huh?
And we've officially turned into a university, motherfucker.
That's right. Four-year degree. Dr. Jeff, Professor Shane.
Professor, doctor, doctor, doctor,
doctor.
Doctor.
Kiss my ass. Kiss his ass. Kiss my ass. Merry Christmas. Kiss my ass. Happy Hanukkah. Happy New Year, by the way. 2023. Any New Year's resolutions from the Winslow family residence?
No, I don't believe in those per se, but it's not a resolution. I just need to lay off the junk food and get back into shape again. I was on my diet, and then I went to my wedding and came back and got lazy. So
it was those cupcakes at the wedding is what that's
I never I even ate one.
That's because I had too many and you ran out.
I know. I never even got one. They were fancy cupcakes and I missed out.
Bill's like, Shane, you've eaten four. I think there's only like 35 there and there's 33 people here. I'm like,
It's all right. I wasn't planning on, I don't eat a lot of cake or cupcakes. Kind of like brownies.
No too. God.
Sweets can be hard sometimes. That's for sure.
I will see you next week unless you have any more to talk about in season 11, episode 1.
No, not unless you feel like doing me dirty with a trivia question like I just did to you.
Oh, I got you.
I don't like this. Bye-bye.
Who was the engineer for Load and Reload in the studio? Not the producer. Who was the engineer?
Oh, fuck. I'm sure I've seen a picture of him in pictures.
Randy Razorblade Staub.
Oh, it was Razorblade still?
You knew that. Yeah, yep.
Okay. I knew that for sure for the Black Elm, but I honestly didn't know for sure for Load and Reload.
What is track 8 on Reload?
Track 8 on Reload is Master of Puppets. Duh.
How did you know that?
Because I'm... Dude, come on. You know I know these things.
I will give you a hint.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Bad seed.
That was right up there.
Yeah, I know.
Step right up and be the man who watches Jeff and Shane run a podcast.
Hey, I did know that song, though, because I just went through those records.
All right, this has been a silly-ass episode. I got to get the fuck out of here.
Yep.
And prep myself for Creed tomorrow, and then getting back home and continuing to build the Lego world map.
There you go, man. Send me a picture when it's done. Shit's fucking huge.
Unbelievable. Huge. Great. Wonderful people. Great product. Amazing.
It's going to be great. Large water. Ocean water.
See you, Pizzle.
See you, Pizzle.
See you later, dude.
All right, see ya.
Check you later. Study those run times.
Yep, run times. Running.
Good luck with that running.
Run times.
Run DMC. Check you later.
Check you later.
And bye.
Bye-bye.
You absolutely froze with 3 seconds remaining.
I'm still here and I can hear
you.
Oh,
there you are. You froze.
See, I'm still here. The audio track is there.
Froze. Uh-huh. All right, before this thing fucking self-destructs, see you, bye.
And bye, Pizzle.
And bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Metal up your ass.
Bye.